This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9, and I am joined right now by a very talented Australian singer who seems to constantly not stop working. He's almost as busy as me and constantly keeps working with so many talented people, including himself. He's on The 100 currently on Channel 7 and an amazing singer. Please give it up for Greg Gould.
Well, you got to pay the bills, Dale.
Oh, yeah, it's of course. Got to get the bills paid. Got to keep it going on. You never seem to stop.
Look, I don't plan on stopping anytime soon, and I am very blessed to work with some pretty amazing people.
Well, absolutely. You've just finished. You've done Memphis, your Memphis tour in Sydney, yes, and Melbourne. Oh, my God. But 2 hours of great, great music.
Over 2 days. I don't know how I got through it, actually. The Xanax kicked in halfway through the show and it just soared, doll.
And you just keep rocking and rolling. And you are on The 100 at the moment.
Yes. Are you loving it?
I think it's absolutely fantastic. One of the things I love the most about it is not only is it a talented singers coming up and competing to perform,
yeah,
but the number of talented singers that I know that are actually in The 100.
Yeah, it's like your speed dial.
It's really funny. I was laughing when I was looking at... I was watching it on Gogglebox, and when they're looking at The 100...
They were actually kind to us on there.
They were very kind, but then they're like, oh, who are these people? Yeah. I don't know who The 100 are. And I started,
100 nobodies.
But I started yelling at the TV going, if you don't know who The 100 are, who are you? Like, I know at least 40, so it makes me laugh.
The thing is, it's not been advertised as the 100 most famous people in Australia. It's 100 music experts.
Yeah.
So it's not all people that you would know, like Rhonda Birchmore. It's people like, there's DJs, there's producers, there's managers.
From all different levels.
Absolutely.
And of course, my former co-host here on Mad Wednesday, Michael Dalton.
Yes, and he actually got to sit next to the gorgeous Lucy, who sat next to me for half the show. So we shared Lucy, and shout out to Lucy. She's beautiful.
Did you share Michael's stories?
Yeah. Look.
Have you got any dirt on Michael? Like,
no,
since
but
he's not here, we
I
can,
did
we
sleep
can
at his house last night, and I woke up, and he made me drink out of a Dolly Diamond cup.
Oh, the nerve of him.
How dare he?
Absolutely outrageous.
I won't be coming back, no.
But was that a really fun time filming that show and doing it?
It was amazing. I didn't know what to expect. Obviously, I'd done the other side of reality television,
yeah,
as a contestant before.
On Australia's Got Talent.
Which, that was a beautiful experience. I loved that.
Yeah.
So I was a bit nervous going into it, thinking, oh, I'm not really a judge status yet. But it wasn't like that. It was just kind of giving
that's
encouragement.
That's what I like about it. We're used to these shows with people giving their opinions and like, I don't think this is good, or being really harsh, and that's part of the character and
we
narrative.
We're really encouraged to get behind the artists.
And this is what I love about The 100, where this whole thing of, if you're rocking to the song, get up and rock with them.
Yeah.
It's absolutely awesome, because that's
what
we're doing at home.
Find something positive.
And well, that's what we're doing at home. Like, we're having a ball and enjoying it as well.
Yeah.
So it's so
And some of the singers aren't as good as the others.
Of course not.
But, and that's part of it. You know, there's going to be that side of every television show. But I think even then we found something positive to find, you know, whether it was an energy about them or something they wore. You know, in my screen test, they said, what would you say to someone if they were terrible? I just go, I like your shirt.
At least there's 100 other, you've got 99 other people up on that desk. So if you don't have the quite right
99 egos.
Well, yeah, I've got to wonder. You know, there's a lot of very big egos, but a lot of talent, but there's also egos involved as well. But it must have been an absolute ball to film.
It was fun. There was a couple of ego spats behind the scenes, but I won't, you know.
What did Michael do? Tell me.
What did Michael do? What did Dolly do? No, it was Michael. It was nice to see Michael around. Dolly wasn't anywhere to be seen.
And you know what? That's one of the things that people have been saying to me as well. One of the things they've loved the most is we're so used to seeing Dolly on social media everywhere.
Yeah.
It's so nice to see Michael.
Yes, and it's nice to see that he's hijacking my interview as well.
Well, yeah, no, we'll away with Michael Dalton, away with that. Let's focus on the Greg Gould.
I love a bit of Dolly.
your Memphis show.
Yes.
Now, you've just, where is next? Because you've done Sydney, you've done Melbourne.
We kind of cold launched it. We did
two Melbourne shows
and a Sydney show. I just wanted to see how it would go, and it's actually been my favourite show to perform live.
Why?
Because it's the songs.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing is energy packed from start to finish. And it's been a while since I've had a standing ovation, and we got two in Melbourne, one in Sydney, and that's how many shows we did. So,
well, there you go. I mean, what where to next then with the Memphis show?
We want to do a national tour.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah.
But I want to go and see the regional places. I want to, what's that place called? Tasmania?
You're going to cross the waters.
I want to go to Tasmania. I want to go to Darwin. I want to go to this place. I'm going to use it as my personal travel blog.
We should, why not plan a huge national tour? That's for 2019.
Go out and meet the people.
Do something massive. Meet your peoples left and right.
Yeah.
But I mean, not just that. Well, you've been you at the Broken Hill Festival would be a whole lot
I'm
of fun.
Sending it out to the universe. I want to be there next year.
Done. Yeah. We can drag you up. It'll be fine. Dolly's got some frocks we can just chuck on you.
Yeah, just hide me.
Just raid the wardrobe.
Surprise, I'm here.
But it's not just that, you know, working on the tour. You've also been working on new tracks and a new album, haven't you?
I have a new album. Actually, I made a couple of announcements since I've been in Melbourne. I'm working with Katie Underwood on a track.
Awesome.
I'm working with Jackie Joanne on a track.
How fantastic must it be to be able to work with all these talented people to help?
I was speaking
make
to Joanne and she's
happen.
Not recorded since 2001.
No,
so
really?
I'm bringing her out of retirement. And you know what? It was an every single artist that I've worked with was a completely different experience. It's a concept album,
yeah.
And it's going to be end up being an annual album that I do each year. And it's Greg Gould Presents. I'm not going to say the name of the album yet because it's not ready. But
yeah.
It's Greg Gould Presents. So there's 16 tracks on the album, and each track has a different collaboration.
Wow!
So it's not quite a duets album because some of them there's two or three artists on it. It's just whatever worked for that song.
So what made you want to head in that kind of direction right now to go, let's collaborate a bit more and work with other artists, other great Australian artists?
Well, I'd started doing that. I'd done the duet with Christine Unnu. I did the duet with Maxine and I loved it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm about what makes me happy and what makes other people happy. People seem to love it. I enjoy doing it. It's a formula that works. Why not give it a full album treatment?
Well, why not? I mean, it must be exciting to be able to be doing your music and singing songs and your songs.
I've just released a solo song. It's not like I'm not going to do... That's it. I'm never doing another song by myself. It's the experience that I enjoy.
Yeah.
I love working with other people. Even on my shows, my Memphis show is such a collaboration.
Yeah.
You know, I've got...
You guys
Sydney,
look like you were having
Jensen,
an absolute ball.
I had
ball.
Mel Lou and I had Carl DeVilla. I had these incredible musicians. And it wasn't just about me. It was about the music. It was about the show. So this album is not just about me. It's about collaboration.
Oh, that's so awesome. Now, speaking of your own music that you've just released as well, your own song, not just the collaborating one, your latest one had the most amazing... It's a beautiful song, but also had the most amazing video clip that you made to it as well. Now, that was Dreaming While Awake.
Dreaming Wide Awake.
Yeah. Oh, well, damn it!
Dreaming While Awake.
I told you I'll get the name.
I love it. Dreaming it's a very awake. Personal song
it's
for
a
me.
Beautiful song.
That music video I'd actually filmed for a different song.
Really?
And it didn't work out. So when I went back to the drawing board and looked at all the songs that I'd written, I'd put that song to bed because it really meant a lot to me because I lost someone.
Okay.
It's quite personal to me. But it was the only song that fit. Yeah. So we brought it out of the woodworks and we re-recorded it for the video. And it's probably the most proudest I've been of a song.
It's an absolutely beautiful track.
Obviously, Don't Let Go was such a success for me and I'm so proud of that. But this one's an original.
Yeah.
So I feel more proud of something that is mine.
Yeah. So why do you go, you know what, let's not just release a song, let's release this kind of a film clip as well and put it out into the world that way? As an artist,
I'm not well. So with this new collaboration album, I'm actually doing a film.
What?
So there's 16 tracks,
like a Greg Gould documentary, or
no. So there's 16 tracks, and each of them have a different story to tell. And I'm actually going to have they're all going to conjoin somehow. I'm not going to give too much away, but it'll be called the film.
It just excites me that you know you don't just focus on one thing. You really dive in and give it your all in lots of different ways.
Being a filmmaker was a surprise to me. I never ever thought that I would do that. But you know, I did the one video as an experiment, and I just fell in love with the art of making films.
Yeah.
Even though it was just a 3-minute music video, so I thought for this one I'd dive in and do a film.
Oh, that's absolutely awesome.
Do you want to be in it?
Yeah, sure.
Done.
I'm ready. I'm getting a haircut, so it'll all be very exciting.
No, I like it. I like the shaggy look.
I've got the peach shady hair going
Let's
on.
Let's do that.
It's a bit ridiculous at the moment.
But I'm serious. Let's tell us. I think you've got stories to tell.
I have many, many stories to tell. I try to squeeze them out on air each and every week.
Well, I need 16 topics, Dale, so start
working. I'll start working it. No, I just want to go back to Dreaming Wide Awake because that film clip, I mean, you were saying it was for a different song and then you kind of reworked it to work for that one.
Yeah.
One of the things that was lovely about it is you were, you know, the narrative of the film clip is showing people that are HIV positive and their experience that are both straight and gay.
Yeah.
Which was absolutely beautiful and something you don't really realise. And you don't really realise at the start of the film clip. Like when I looked at the screen, it's got two men in bed. So you think, okay, there's a nice, you know, homosexual thing going on there. But it's actually really lovely to have those different levels in the storytelling that I think is really important.
Well, that was probably the most beautiful frame from the clip, which is why I used it.
My favourite is when they're brushing their teeth, the girl and the guy are brushing their teeth, and it's just so cute and casual.
Very cute. And it was important that we didn't actually disclose, except for the young boy who was positive too, because it doesn't actually matter.
Yeah.
They're both in mixed status relationships, so one is negative and one is positive. And I just wanted to show, especially to the wider community, they have no idea how far we have come.
Oh, no, that's very true.
Obviously, we have more education within our community, but, you know, my mum called me after and said, "What? I don't understand. What do you mean that people are living with HIV and not passing it on? What do you mean? What are these pills that they're taking?" You know,
it's true. It's true. So many people, even though we've got so much education out there, so many people still don't know.
Sparking conversations.
And it's a beautiful song. It's a beautiful film clip. And it's a great way for you to do that through your art.
Absolutely.
Should we have a listen to it?
Let's have a little listen.
Let's have a listen to it.
On Joy FM, my favourite radio station in the world.
You have to say
with
that.
With Dean Arcuri. Oh.
Sometimes late at night, I turn down all the lights, dreaming you are here, to know you still care. And I wish that you could hold me. You're the only one that knows me. Dreaming wide away is something you can't take away. Hold me till I break. Dreaming wide away. What? Dreaming wide awake is something you just cannot take. To dreaming wide awake is something you just cannot take.
That was Dreaming Wide Awake by Greg Gould here on Joy 94.9, who's still joining me here in the studio. Really quickly, we've got to get, you've got to dash off. You're running around all over the place, never stopping singing. Yep. What's happening for you for the rest of the year?
Well, I'm a bit of an elf, darling. So I've decided this year, I love Christmas, to release a little Christmas EP.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So you're not just releasing your own tracks, working on a film clip?
The film and the album will come out in February. God. But before then, I thought I'd give you a little tease of something new. So I've got a 4-track Christmas EP called My Favorite Time of Year.
Are you serious? So are you reworking Christmas songs? Is this your spin on them?
There's one original.
I Saw Daddy Kissing Santa Claus. Is that one of them?
Oh, that's a good idea. Have you copyrighted that? Because I think I'm going to steal your idea.
Why not?
No. So there's 4 tracks. One is on the Maya Christmas album this year.
Oh, that's great.
And the other, there's another original and another 2 Christmas classics that I put a bit of a Greg Gould spin on.
So what does it take to make a great Christmas song?
See ya. Have you heard her Christmas album?
Yes, it's amazing. I have. It's so fantastic.
Mine's not as cool as that, but please still check it out.
Okay, well, when you release your Christmas album, we're going to have to chat about that a little bit more.
Yes.
What are you not doing? You know what? You can catch Greg Gould, listen to his music, head to greggould.com.
Hit me up on Facebook.
Jump online on the Facebook. He's all over it. But also, you can catch him on The 100 this weekend.
Sunday at 7 on 7.
What isn't he doing? He's just not stopping. Greg, thank you so much for joining me today.
Can that be my new name? Unstoppable.
I'm the Unstoppable Gould. Greg Gould. The Unstoppable Gould. Oh, thank you for joining us here on Mad Wednesday.
You're on
Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.